Report on international religious freedom also estimates about 680,000 people fled Myanmar to neighboring Bangladesh to escape that violence. Other findings are that as many as 120,000 political prisoners are being held in prison camps in North Korea, many for religious reasons, and that Saudi Arabia continues to prohibit the public practice of any religion other than Islam. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With the official start of summer just around the corner, millions of Americans will be flying their flags. Well, Zips Dry Cleaning is a Maryland-based company, and they have said if you bring your flag in to get it cleaned, they will do it free of charge. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you are flying this summer season, prepare for long lines at airports as air travel is expected to reach an all-time high. According to folks in the airline industry, a record 246 million passengers will travel on American air carriers between June 1st and August 31st. That figure is an increase of almost 4% from last year. Now, domestic airlines have added 116,000 seats per day to accommodate the extra passengers. But Amy West, she's a travel blogger. She says there's also other ways you can travel, especially if you're on a budget.
If you're on a budget, I highly recommend creating the journey as part of your experience. You know, hop in your car. Get a road trip, get all your kids in the car, road trip up. You know, I just went to D.C. You can actually find some amazing camping spots on Reserve America. They can help you reserve a camping spot at a national park.
Teachers are leaving their jobs for other careers at a rate that has grown at a steady pace for each of the past 3 years. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The information comes in a report titled The Longitudinal Employer Household Dynamics from the U.S. Census Bureau. Adam Grundy is the author of the story and tells us where some of these teachers are finding other careers.
Predominantly, it's jobs in healthcare and social assistance, such as nurses, child care, and family assistance. And also, we found that administrative services was another popular choice.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Designs. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. At the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. United American Patriots support our brave American troops who, for wildly inappropriate reasons, have been jailed for murder by our military because they shot the enemy in combat. That sounds crazy? It's true. Here's what we have for you this hour. This is the final week of a four-week review of the book Fighting Today's Wars. We're discussing the conditions that must exist before we send our troops into combat. Then we'll review our movie of the month with Diane Raver from the Garden State Film Festival. And, of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. And it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show Bo Bolgiano. Bo's an Army vet and a former police officer and an attorney. He co-authored the book Fighting Today's Wars on the topic of the conditions that we Americans must demand before we send our young men and women into harm's way in battle. So welcome back, Bo.
Thank you, Danny.
Okay, Bo, this is the final of our four sessions as we discuss the many vital points you've made in your book. I wish I could have taken 10 times as much time because these are key issues that all citizens really must understand these and demand from our government that we do these things. We're going to start with something that should be something normal, the use of deadly force in military operations. Why would we have military operations if the use of deadly force isn't at least a threat of what they're doing and that it can be used if necessary?
Yeah, and it's a preface to that. It's very disturbing to me that the military now is looking at all these non-lethal weapon systems as somehow a panacea to protect bad things from happening in war. I think we have to be very careful in doing that because when we're at war, we have rules, and if you kill somebody without lawful authority, even if you're in uniform in a combat zone, it could be murder. So the two lawful authorities that soldiers, sailors, airmen, and marine most likely have to deal with are, one, either against a declared hostile, where once positive identification is established, where that person is a member of a certain group that our president and secretary of defense has said is hostile. There's no legal obligation to detain, capture, or otherwise take less intrusive means to engage that target. A soldier could walk into a barracks room filled with sleeping enemy combatants who have been declared hostile and shoot them while they sleep. There's no legal obligation to wake them, capture them, or make it a fair fight. And similarly, if a bomber could drop a 2,000-pound laser-guided bomb on that barracks, then a lone soldier certainly should be able to kill them with his M4.
You know, that's totally reasonable, isn't it?
It is, yet too many commanders and lawyers get squeamish when talking about that close-in killing.
Well, clearly they do, and that's because they don't understand why we have a military. We are to kill the enemy. That's what the goal is. If you don't want to be killed, don't be our enemy. But you have to knock on the door three times before you can drop a bomb on it to make sure that everybody's awake? This is crazy. I never had any thoughts about those kind of things when I was in Vietnam. If I saw some bad guys run into a building, usually they were grass huts, I'd fire them up. I didn't care who else was in there. If there were bad guys in there, I wasn't going to send a soldier to knock on the door and maybe get shot and killed just to find out. We killed the enemy.
Yeah, you're spot on. And then the other authority, Denny, is the right of self-defense, coming back to last week's discussion concerning the right of self-defense and our standing rules of engagement. And that is, we possess an inherent right predicated solely on a reasonable response to a demonstrated hostile intent or hostile act. In such situations, positive identification is irrelevant because, as my boss at Soxhunt said, it matters little if the threat is a hardcore member of Al-Qaeda or a crazy pizza delivery man. So soldiers need to understand this, that they can use reasonable force to quell such a threat until that threat is over. And as the Marines say, shoot them into the ground. And the Marines are spot on.
Well, just in self-defense in the United States, if somebody is attacking your family with a knife or a gun, and you've got a gun and you shoot them, you don't try to shoot the knife out of their hand. You keep shooting until you feel safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're also trying to write rules in a sterile environment. Combat's not sterile. It's hot. It's sweaty. Cortisol and ephedrine are pumping through that young soldier's or Marine's or seals' veins, and their midbrain is taken over, and they're not thinking with their forebrain. So the problem that we have now is we mistakenly equated American lives with those of the enemy. And again, we should take to heart Winston Churchill's quote, "I refuse to remain neutral between the fire and the fire brigade." And what a wonderful quote that is.
Yes.
And too many of our commanders and lawyers are placing the same value on the enemy or CIVCAS lives as they are of our young soldiers. I don't do that. I want every American to come home. I recognize our missions are dangerous enough. Why compound it with silly, confusing, and restrictive rules of engagement?
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're discussing the environment that our combat troops deserve before they're placed in combat with Bol Bolgiano. Chapter 12 is about keeping us out of international criminal courts. Bo, should any of our troops ever be subject to anything but U.S. courts? Okay, I guess maybe somebody off duty in Germany who breaks a civilian law, maybe. But for doing their duty?
Yeah, and even in Germany, we may have concurrent jurisdiction, but usually we retain primary jurisdiction, so we'll try our soldiers for even a downtown offense, and that's handled on what are called status of forces agreements. But we should never enter into a ridiculous membership in the International Criminal Court where and I give the example in the book of a fictional situation where a young lance corporal shoots somebody in Afghanistan. And then years later, the International Criminal Court comes in with their investigators and determined that somehow young Lance Corporal Damon violated their rules, which are a lot more restrictive than our American ROE, and then prosecute him in that International Criminal Court for their crime called aggression. And that crime itself is very, very nebulous. It's not precisely defined, and God forbid its definitions will be defined by those members of the UN that currently spend most of their time throwing stones at either Israel or the United States.
That's an unfortunately really, really good point. So I just can't imagine that we would ever, and have we ever put ourselves in a position where our soldiers could be tried by those kind of courts? Or are we just headed that way, maybe?
Yeah, there are those in the Internationalist League and the certainly Amnesty International and the European Union, Kofi Annan, former UN Secretary General. He stated this, state sovereignty in its most basic sense is being redefined, not least by the forces of globalization and international cooperation. States are now widely understood to be instruments at the service of their peoples, and not vice versa. And what he's saying there is that our state sovereignty as a free constitutional republic will be subordinate to the world's peoples. And that frightens the devil out of me.
Well, that's one of the things that scares the heck out of most of the Europeans. You know, if you're in France or Germany, the European Union could pass a law that overrides everything you just did.
Oh, he does. And William F. Buckley, Jr., God rest his soul, host of Firing Line and wonderful author, he wrote, "Materialistic democracy beckons every man to make himself a king. Republican citizenship incites every man to be a knight." What a uplifting spirit. And that's why I think all military officers every day must recall their simple oath of office, which is, "I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign or domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservations or purposes of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I'm about to enter. So help me God."
But, oh, that wraps it up as well as we could possibly do it. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Bo and I will be right back to continue this conversation. Hit the deck right now into a position of rest, the front-leaning rest, the starting position for the push-up. So be in a front-leaning rest position and stay there till we come back. I'll be right back. I want you to lean in me. As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries, Spartan Nash and its MDV division are committed to supporting our military heroes and honoring those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our nation.
At Spartan Nash, we see firsthand the sacrifices made to protect our freedoms, and it's our privilege to serve those who served. At our more than 140 retail grocery stores and 2,100 independent locations on Memorial Day and throughout the year.
To our Frontlines of Freedom listeners that served, thank you for your service.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Criminals love the cover of darkness. It hides them and provides a tactical advantage and cover for them to launch an attack. Avoid dark alleys and unlit parking lots. When possible, always park under a light and avoid areas with a reputation for high crime. Remember, if you can't see the bad guy, then you can't avoid his ambush. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our review of the book, Fighting Today's Wars, with author Bo Bolgiano. Bo, the final chapter of your book is Some Solutions. Let's talk about solutions.
Yeah, I tell you, Jim and I, we spent most of our time writing this chapter. It's, again, very difficult in one chapter to come up with some solutions. So we just tried to pick out some key things we saw. And the first one is that our American military needs to be a martial entity, near singularly focused on what it should be prepared to do, and that's defend the United States by force against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It should not continue its march down the road towards peacekeeping, nation building, and continual counterinsurgency missions.
Is it safe to say that endless wars are immoral? I think they are.
I think they're immoral for lots of reasons, violating state sovereignties. But most importantly, again, for that moral agency, our young men and women need to understand what they are doing is singularly purposed, singularly morally right, and done for the United States of America primarily. And that's the glue and fabric that holds our military together. And when it begins to lose that, we start having problems.
Yes, sir. You know, we fight principally for each other in our platoons and squads and companies, but secondarily, and there is for our nation and our families. And it's our nation that we're defending. And we wouldn't be there if our nation didn't need us to defend it. And to ask us to do anything else, well, you can only do so many things and do them well. And going into combat takes so much attention and focus to do it right. Adding more junk to it is asking to lose lives, isn't it?
It really is. And one of the things that just blew me away in the last stages of the Obama administration is bringing transsexuals into the military and then forcing our military hospitals to perform sex changes on them. I'll just say this as clearly as I can. If I cut my leg off and spray paint myself pink, I am not a flamingo.
Are you sure?
In today's world, in this world of subjective standards, maybe I am, but everyone doesn't have a right to be in the military. It ought not be a petri dish for social experiments. It should be hard, focused warriors in every part of our military. And it's been too long. I think it's Ronald Reagan was probably the last president that said that.
Well, and it's absolutely true. The solution is, one, we the people, this is a call to action, listeners, we have to ask our Congress critters and our U.S. senators, why are they permitting this? It's our country. It's a constitutional republic. It's our responsibility to stop this from happening. Bo, does that make sense? Shouldn't we be asking our Congress critters about that? And I don't just mean send one email one time. I mean continually follow up. What the heck are you doing? Why aren't you doing it more?
Yeah, you really should. And I run into a problem. I live in the People's Republic of Delaware, so I'm kind of throwing sand to the wind in such matters. But I do it nevertheless. I write to my politicians, express my firmly held beliefs on a number of issues, most of them dealing with the military and our, as well as our inherent right of self-defense as citizens. You got to do it.
Well, we don't have any right to complain about it if we aren't trying to fix it, right?
That's exactly right. And if we do nothing, it will be frittered away in a generation.
Indeed. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom as we conclude our four-week discussion on how to fight today's wars with author Bo Bolgiano. Bo, our nation needs a military. We've got one. It's pretty darn good. But it's also worn out, it's too small, and our nation's broke. How do we put all this together?
Well, I think one of the things we need to do is refocus that warfighting spirit, get rid of a lot of the silly training requirements. I won't go too far down the rabbit hole on this, but when I was a defense counsel in Germany, back then rape meant what the common law rape meant it to be. That is vaginal penetration, no matter how slight, by force or threat of force without consent. That in a nutshell is rape. Okay. Now, if a male and female soldier consensually get blind drunk together and have sloppy sex, that is not rape. Okay. But now the military's charging every allegation where that happens. They're charging the young soldier, always the male soldier, with rape. I'm sorry, that's insanity. If somebody doesn't learn from a mistake and drive on, they probably ought not be in the military. But, you know, I will tell you that if a judge advocate or a military general said what I just said, they'd be gone the next day.
Wow. Yep, I guess the national religion of the United States is political correctness.
Yep.
And if you want to get promoted in our military, you better be part of that. I guess that's not 100% true, but it's too often true.
Oh, I was stunned when, you know, they had their LGBT Appreciation Day in June. All the generals lined up, you know, to smile and salute and make fools of themselves. And where were the voices of reason saying, hey, we're all green, you know, we don't care what you do in your private life. We're not here to celebrate anything. We're here to kill people. If you're not on board with that, get out. And it goes to everything, you know, all the divisiveness in our society. You know, I don't want to have hyphenated months in our military. Every month is an American soldier, sailor, airman, or marine day, not the hyphenated flavor of the month. Yet, God forbid, there's even bullet marks on OERs that's called support EEO. God forbid an officer doesn't get one block on that because they won't get promoted the next promotion board.
And we need to get that changed, too. And,
yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Why is that even on there? That's ridiculous. I mean, if somebody's a racist, you weed them out. But that should be the exception. We should assume that all our officers are colorblind. And if they prove themselves not to be, then you weed them out. But it certainly shouldn't be a bullet mark. So it's a amen chorus, as Rush says, to the latest flavor of the day of insanity coming out of the progressive ranks.
So, troops, the ball's now in your court. If you don't own a copy of Fighting Today's Wars by Bo Bolgiano, you need to go buy one, because we all need to read it several times, and we need to be holding our country responsible, because it's not just our friends and neighbors and kids. It's all of Americans. We need this. We just have to do this. Bo, thank you for taking time to join us today, actually all month. Thank you for your service to our nation and for the lessons contained in your great book. I'm proud to call you friend, and I suspect we're going to be doing this again sometime soon.
Airborne, Denny.
Coming up next on Front Lines of Freedom, we'll review the movie of the month with Diane Raver, and then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops do 150 jumping jacks, then take a break and do 50 more, then stand at ease, but do stay in the area. I'll be right back. Why would a U.S. soldier in combat be jailed for shooting the enemy? I mean, isn't that why we send our troops into combat? Yet a number of our troops are or have been in military prison for murder for killing our enemies. The problem is confusing rules of engagement and some of our leaders who lack the courage to stand up for their troops. United American Patriots stands up for these troops. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
USA Radio News.
The White House said today that they continue to actively prepare for a summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Now, this comes as we also heard that a top North Korean official is traveling to the United States and will meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as the two countries begin to prepare for that summit held next month. The president will also deliver remarks later today from Nashville, Tennessee. He's also hosting a fundraiser for Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, who's trying to run for Senator Bob Corker's seat as Corker is retiring. Congresswoman Blackburn explains how she's able to connect to women voters.
Women are focused primarily on a couple of things. And number one is the economic security issue. And they know that their lives are getting better every single day under the policies of Donald Trump. Tax cuts are working. More jobs are out there.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Front Lines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who has died while serving our nation, contact Honor and Remember so they can be honored. HonorandRemember.org. It's a pleasure to welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom our movie expert, Diane Raver, the founder of the Garden State Film Festival. Welcome back, Diane. Glad to have you.
Thank you, Danny. Of course, it's always an honor and a privilege to be with you, and I'm especially thrilled to be talking about this month's selection, Norman Corwin, A Note of Triumph. It's one of my favorite films, and of course, one I believe will spark a big conversation, and I look forward to hear what they had to say.
Well, they certainly took a look at it, and as I tried to hide from you during our earlier conversation, I learned a lot about it, and I'm in the radio business, and I didn't know about this guy who's certainly one of the leaders in the industry not that many decades ago. Anyway, on the evening of VE Day, that's Victory in Europe Day, the day that Germany surrendered in World War II, we were still at war in Japan, but had won the war in victory. That evening, Norman Corwin, known as the poet laureate of radio drama, presented a radio program that electrified and galvanized America. The broadcast, On a Note of Triumph, was a moment that would mark the end of a long national struggle and, in another sense, set a new standard for the art of national drama. Featuring interviews with Robert Altman, Norman Lear, Studs Terkel, Walter Cronkite, A Note of Triumph examines the greatest radio presentation in the history of our nation. It really was that good, wasn't it?
It was fabulous. And, of course, having seen it a couple of times, every time I watch it, and I would encourage your listeners to look at it more than once, I see something else. I believe the thing that stuck with me the most, again, we're here, you and I, to spark a conversation, was when he says, first of all, who did we beat? How much did it cost to beat him? What have we learned? What do we know now that we didn't know before? What do we do now? And is it all going to happen again? I mean, in another part of it, he says, what is it that every 25 years men, I'm paraphrasing now, men of power get into a tussle and we have to have another war? I would hope that some of these conflicts would bring us to some understanding where peace would prevail. But that's what this whole beautiful, beautiful poem was about.
Yes, and that is a question that we need to struggle with. I don't think that we're ever going to find a solution, but we're certainly not if we're not looking, and we're not going to be looking if we don't even consider it.
Well, that's true, and of course, I am personally grateful to all of those who have sacrificed so much for our freedom, which I hold very dear. But again, you would hope humanity would evolve.
You know, unfortunately, somebody once said there are three kinds of people. There were sheep, which is most of us, sheep dogs who protect us, and wolves who are the ones we need to be protecting them from. And for some reason, there's no shortage of wolves.
Well, that's the truth.
And the rest of us can be as good and as honest and decent as we want to be, but we got to be protected from the wolves. And that's a reasonable way of putting it. But again, as you and I started this whole thing, what, 6 months ago or so, with an object of challenging people to think about things they might not have otherwise thought about that are important to think about. And wow, does this one meet that requirement? You obviously enjoyed it. And what really, really made an impression on you? If there was one thing, what was it?
Well, I guess it was, what have we learned? And that's a good thing to think about in this world. The film, let me mention, won an Academy Award for short documentary that year. And I saw it before it won the Academy Award, and I just thought it was the best short doc I'd ever seen. Because it delivered the message in a clear and beautiful way. And the art that this man, I mean, he uses words in such a beautiful way that it was just so delightful and so beautiful to hear. Again, the other thing about it was the way that the story evolved and that it was finished and able to be presented on VE Day. I mean, that was just a beautiful story that, you know, a convergence of the stars.
It was indeed. Well, this is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're discussing the movie A Note of Triumph, the Norman Corwin story, with Diane Raver. Diane, here are some of the listener comments. One, very interesting topic. That's a safe statement.
Yeah.
Some comments were difficult to hear, turned up the volume, and then got blasted out by the music. Okay,
that's a technical problem. Again,
yeah.
These are independent films with little budgets. I make no excuse for the technical problems.
Hey, stuff happens. You know,
yeah.
And when you've got gazillions of dollars, you shouldn't have mistakes like that. When you're doing it as something you're doing on the side, that can happen.
Yes.
Themes were very appropriate for our current national climate. Yeah, it certainly.
I agree.
I don't know that there's ever a time when those are not appropriate.
I'm with you.
Topics flipped around some, but was easy to follow. And that's true. He was talking about more than one thing.
Yeah.
But he did maintain his theme. Is that a good way to put it?
I would agree, yes.
We're fighting for freedom, but do we have to do it every 15 years?
Yeah, that was the thing that struck me, yes.
And the answer apparently is yes, but as we were discussing earlier, we should ask ourselves why. Very interesting topic. Interesting how one man can be so influential.
Well, there you go. And in a good way.
Yes.
You know, we hear so much on the news every night about the folks that are your wolves, Denny. But isn't it wonderful to just once concentrate on someone who tried to change it in a positive direction?
Indeed. And we have to recognize that individuals can be influential, and we need to watch them to make sure they're the right kinds of people, lest we be influenced the wrong way. Next one, it's very important to talk about our nation's history. Yep. Those who don't study it are doomed to repeat it. I've heard that more than once.
Yeah. And what an impact at that time the radio dramas had on life. It was really a campfire situation where families sat around the radio at night. You know, my mother tells that story. I remember the radio going when I was young, too.
I do, too.
with all the technology now, that campfire situation, families don't sit together and watch and discuss. So you kind of have to perhaps share this with your family and talk about it, and that would be my greatest hope.
Well, that was our goal, and wow, each of the movies we've reviewed so far in our little tour together has been excellent and thought-provoking, but this one certainly rings the bell for thought-provoking, doesn't it?
I agree 100%. And again, what a great honor and privilege to present these from the Garden State Film Festival.
So, folks, if you haven't already watched it, the link will still be on our website till the end of this month. If you can't find it after that, email me. I've got it, and I'll email it back to you. These movies are awesome. Well, for the month of June, the 38-minute movie is entitled Being George.
Oh, that's a fun one. That's a real fun one.
Yeah, these are people who vie for the honor of playing the role of George Washington each year when they cross the Delaware River, remembering that great victory in the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, we in New Jersey are big on reenactments, and this is a wonderful story about how competitive it is to try and be George Washington in the crossing of the Delaware.
So you'll enjoy this one. It's about 38 minutes long. It's fun, and it's got a message. Diane, thank you so much for taking the time to join today, for being part of the team. This is such a good thing that we're doing together. And when you do something good and fun, it doesn't get much better than that, does it?
I'm with you, Danny. Thank you for this privilege.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. You should be close to 100 pounds by now. Do 50 bench presses. I want you lean and mean and combat ready. Do you know about the Skyball? It's something the Air Power Foundation puts on to help them do wonderful things for our active military, Guard and Reserves, veterans, and their families, and especially for the families who have lost a parent in combat. How can you not love this outfit? Well, we'll be working with them to help them accomplish their mission. So stay tuned to Front Lines of Freedom over the next weeks. We'll be giving you more and more information about how you can be involved and help.
For those who have loved ones serving in the military, waiting is a way of life, whether it's by the phone or by the computer. And waiting is not fun, especially when the waiting is for the status of an unexpected injury. Fisher Houses give families of wounded warriors receiving care at military or VA medical centers a home away from home, so they can focus not on waiting, but on being together in a time of need. Learn more at fisherhouse.org.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send me your thoughts at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or do it on Facebook. Skip, what's the first comment?
Pete from Florida is very pro-Israel. What's the rest of the story behind all the rioting and people being killed over there?
Pete, it's the terrorists playing the same old game. They regularly fire rockets from hospitals and schools, and when the Israelis fire back, they bring in the media to show that Israel targets hospitals and schools. In this case, the rioters were attacking and threatening to kill Israelis, and when the Israelis defended themselves, they're called the aggressors. It's one big continuing lie.
Karen wrote that she always thought that one of the purposes for controlling immigrants coming into our nation was to ensure that they weren't bringing in any disease with them. Isn't that important?
Karen, that's one very important reason why we must control everyone entering our nation, double especially those who enter illegally, but our insane court system won't let us hold anyone long enough to see if they're disease-free. This is crazy. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, the other day my wife and I were discussing our first trip to Germany. We flew, of course, on a chartered airliner full of troops and families. About halfway across the Atlantic, the airplane's heater broke. To say it got cold in the plane was an understatement. All the plane's crew could offer us was not enough of those little thin airline blankets. We got one to share. Well, our son, he was not quite 2 years old and had a full-body cold-weather coat with a hood, which we zipped him into, and he was fine. Then I let him sleep on my chest, and he kept me warm. All Marilyn got was the flimsy blanket, but we survived.
Well, Colonel, I've heard, I don't know if this is true, you'll be able to tell me, I've heard that Army Rangers, they're special. They have a body temperature, steady 106 degrees.
No, but we have a Ranger tab that keeps you warm and dry and deflects bullets.
I must have been thinking about werewolves. I'm sorry.
Trouble is, the tab's awfully small.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
true.
Now it's time for military history. Lead out, Skip.
On 28 May 1754, in the first engagement of the French and Indian War, a Virginia militia under 22-year-old Lieutenant Colonel George Washington defeated a French reconnaissance party in southwestern Pennsylvania. In a surprise attack, the Virginians killed 10 French soldiers from Fort Duquesne, including the French commander, and took 21 prisoners. Only one of Washington's men was killed. The French and Indian War was the last and most important of a series of colonial conflicts between the British and American colonists on one side and the French and their broad network of Native American allies on the other.
George Washington was a lieutenant colonel at age 22. I was still a cadet. Well, on 30 May 1868, by proclamation of General John Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic, the first major Memorial Day observance was held to honor those who died, quote, in defense of their country during the late rebellion. Known to some as Decoration Day, mourners honored the Civil War dead by decorating their graves with flowers. By the late 19th century, many communities across the country had begun to celebrate Memorial Day, and after World War I, folks began to honor the dead of all our wars. In 1971, Congress declared Memorial Day a national holiday to be celebrated the last Monday of May. However, the 30th of May remains the traditional Memorial Day and is celebrated in some communities.
On 28 May 1917, our Navy did its first underway fueling. The USS Maumee fueled six destroyers in North Atlantic. Lieutenant Commander Chester Nimitz served as Maumee's executive officer and chief engineer.
And Nimitz went on to have a pretty good career.
He got a bigger boat, too.
Much. And on 31 May 1941, during World War II, the last of the Allies were evacuated after 11 days of battling the successful German parachute invasion of the island of Crete in the Mediterranean. Crete was now Axis-occupied territory. On the morning of May 20th, some 3,000 German paratroopers landed on Crete, which was patrolled and protected by more than 28,000 Allied troops with almost an equal number of Greek soldiers. The German invasion, though anticipated, was not taken seriously. The real fear was an attack from the sea. The initial force was reinforced to the tune of another 19,000 men, arriving by parachute drop, glider, and troop carrier. While suffering significant losses, the Germans won. Strangely, Hitler, despite the victory, considered his losses to be too great to pursue further gains in the Mediterranean and finally drive Great Britain out of the area. Don't know why he didn't do that.
I don't know why Hitler did a lot of the things he did.
You got a point.
On 28 May 1945, during World War II, over 100 Japanese planes were shot down near Okinawa. This was the last major effort against the Allied naval forces surrounding the island. One American destroyer is sunk in the otherwise unsuccessful airstrikes.
That's a heck of a lot of a loss. I don't care.
Sure is.
Under any circumstances. In a 1 June 1990, at a superpowers summit meeting in Washington, D.C., President George H.W. Bush and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev signed a historic agreement to end production of chemical weapons and to begin the destruction of both nations' sizable reserves of them. According to the agreement, on-site inspectors from both countries would observe the destruction process. The treaty, which called for an 80% reduction of their chemical weapons arsenals, was a part of an effort to create a climate of change that would discourage smaller nations from stockpiling and using the lethal weapons. First developed during World War I, most countries in the world were in possession of the technology needed to build chemical weapons. And by 1990, some, such as Iraq, had engaged in chemical warfare in preceding years. The U.S. and Russia began destroying their chemical weapons arsenals in the early 1990s. In 1993, the U.S., Russia, and 150 other nations signed a comprehensive treaty banning chemical weapons. The Senate ratified the treaty in 1997.
Wow, it took a long time to ratify that, didn't it?
Yep, but that does explain our being upset when Syria used chemical weapons.
Yeah.
Well, that's military history for today. Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. What do you have?
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
A man was shot in Letcher County earlier this month in an alleged home invasion attempt. Kentucky State Police said that Adam Hendrickson was shot by his uncle, Raji Fugate, at Fugate's residence in the Blackie community of Letcher County. Kentucky State Police spokesman Master Trooper Jody Sims said the two had been having problems for a couple of days and that Hendrickson allegedly was trying to get inside of Fugate's residence to confront him. Sims said Fugate shot through the door, striking his nephew in the leg. Hendrickson was taken to a Whitesburg hospital and then on to Pikesville Medical Center for treatment of injuries. Sims said no charges have been filed at this time.
Thanks, Colonel. This is an uncomfortable scenario and one that people don't want to talk about. However, it's probably one of the most likely scenarios that people will have to deal with. That is, the possibility of violence perpetrated against you by either a relative or a friend or acquaintance. It's uncomfortable because it has an emotional connection, tying the victim to the criminal. Let's face it, none of us want to shoot another human being. It's just not natural. And that's the way it should be. But imagine how much more difficult it would be to be attacked by someone that you love. It's one thing to be attacked by a stranger, but it's quite another to be attacked by someone close to you. Family is supposed to be special, almost sacred, in that blood is thicker than water. Family is supposed to be a strong bond that holds us all together, especially during tough times. Home is where the heart is, right? Well, not always, as this poor uncle from Kentucky found out. Family is no longer as sacred as it used to be, primarily because society as a whole has changed. Our culture is saturated with drug and alcohol abuse, mental illness, and the selfish predisposition that I need self-gratification and society owes me happiness. And when that happiness doesn't come easy, well, then the unhappy person may come knocking on your door, very loudly knocking on your door, and that angry person could very well be a family member. This is personal to me because I was once brutally attacked by a member of my immediate family. I remember being totally unprepared emotionally to defend myself. I came through the attack okay, but not without bloodshed. That night, being attacked by someone I love was one of the toughest days of my life, and it's one I'll never recover from. Look at it this way. A person who loves you on Wednesday can hurt you on Thursday, provided, of course, he has enough drugs in his bloodstream. If you have a member of your family who abuses controlled substances or is mentally ill, you may one day be forced to defend yourself against them. Don't put yourself in compromising situations with these people and be mentally and emotionally prepared to protect yourself should they lose control and try to hurt you.
Ouch. That has to be tough, Skip.
Yeah. Yeah. It was tough. Never forget it.
Our movie of the month for the month of June is Being George, as in George Washington. Please go to the Frontlines of Freedom website, go to the blog, and get the link. You can watch it for free. We'll review it at the end of June, and I'd really appreciate getting your input. Our book giveaway this week is B.A. Friedman's On Tactics. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put On Tactics in the subject line.
Next week on Frontlines of Freedom is our 11th anniversary show. I'll be interviewed personally and will share some comments about our wonderful team members. We'll also talk with American Airlines about how they help our active duty troops and veterans and families. We'll conclude with an interview with a former Army sergeant and ranger who was imprisoned for murder for killing the enemy in combat. We have to get these guys full pardons from our president.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you or your friends had guard, KP, or other duties that force you to miss any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed. As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries, Spartan Nash and its MDV division are committed to supporting our military heroes and honoring those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our nation.
At Spartan Nash, we see firsthand the sacrifices made to protect our freedoms, and it's our privilege to serve those who served. At our more than 140 retail grocery stores and 2,100 independent locations on Memorial Day and throughout the year.
To our Frontlines of Freedom listeners that served, thank you for your service.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The Roseanne reboot is no more. ABC canceled Roseanne following Roseanne Barr's racist tweets about former President Obama aide Valerie Jarrett. David Hoppe is the former chief of staff for Congressman Paul Ryan. He explains once again why people need to step back before they send that tweet.
People engage their mouth and their finger before they engage their mind and say things that are deplorable. This is just beyond the pale, and they reacted correctly. There's a lot of people, as you pointed out just a minute ago, who are going to suffer for this, who had nothing to do with it because they've lost their jobs now.
Barr also took shots at Chelsea Clinton on Twitter. She did apologize for all the tweets, but the damage had already been done. And finally, classes resumed at a Santa Fe, Texas high school less than 2 weeks after a shooting killed 10 people. The students were greeted with signs saying Santa Fe strong and United we stand. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
If you're a college student and you're graduating with a lot of student loan debt, you're not alone. But what can you do to get that under control and get it taken care of